Well, it's a kind of a long story. I think the essence of what we are saying is that there is generally a problem in having any discussion that has to do with the Constitution, because it's a political process, in any forum that is not a forum of leaders of political parties. So there is something that is morally and legally wrong in having any forum that discusses that. And if Ms. Dibango confirmed with you that there had been a meeting before, it only confirms what we are talking about. That meeting should not have been a meeting that is discussing the Constitution, because at the moment the constitutional issues are matters for leaders of political parties. But to go back to your point, Violet, Professor Ngobe was contacted last week on a Monday when he was on his way to COMESA by the Prime Minister himself. He then indicated to the Prime Minister that he was not going to be around. He was going to be in COMESA. And they, both of them, agreed that they therefore were not going to have a meeting on the Constitution until the next Monday, which was yesterday. The Prime Minister, at that time when he spoke to Professor Ngobe, promised Professor Ngobe that he was not going to entertain any discussion on the Constitution without Professor Ngobe. But as you know, and as you have read in the newspapers, they proceeded to have a meeting at 3 p.m. last week to discuss the Constitution, wherein they then asked Matinenga to come in with a report, which report was then discussed at the meeting initially without Professor Ngobe. At 2:45 yesterday, the Prime Minister's office phoned Professor Ngobe and said they had consulted with President Mugabe, and President Mugabe had said he did not want Professor Ngobe at that meeting. And the PM's office had again reconfirmed that if the issue of the Constitution was on the table, the Prime Minister was not going to engage in that debate until Professor Ngobe was there. However, they still went on and proceeded to have that meeting. Professor Ngobe was only phoned after 3 o'clock by the office of the president to say he should attend. Even then, he was given the wrong venue. He was told he should go to Zim House when the meeting was at State House. By the time he arrived, President Mugabe, Prime Minister Tsvangirai, and Mutambara were already in the meeting with Matinenga. In fact, Matinenga had not come in. When Professor Ngobe walked in, Matinenga was sitting outside with the three having their own separate meeting. Professor Mutambara was then asked to come out of the meeting to come and call Advocate Matinenga, and left Professor Ngobe outside. For close to about 30 minutes, they had their own separate debate. By the time they called Professor Ngobe, they already had had a discussion among themselves and had a conclusion, to which they then asked Professor Ngobe to comment. If you read the Herald today, that is the conclusion that Charamba is putting in the paper to say there is supposed to be a committee.
So I understand that the principals actually agreed to come up with a committee that will look at the final draft. Was Professor Ngobe part of this agreement?
He certainly was not. This is why I'm saying to you, they already had received a report from Matinenga. By the time he came in, they already had made a conclusion from what Matinenga's report had. It was that was put to him. And he obviously, disagreed with it. He disagreed with the principle, but also disagreed with the issues around the terms of reference of what that committee was going to do. We as a political party, Violet, are very clear. We have said the global political agreement says the moment you have a stakeholders conference and the moment you have a draft, you take those things to parliament and you proceed to a referendum. If anybody is unhappy, they can vote no. Those that are happy can vote yes. That is our position. It has not changed.
So
what ZANU-PF is now trying to do with this committee is to find a way of bringing back those amendments in their second draft and renegotiate them. The second position is that we already have written to the facilitation team and have indicated to them that we have a stalemate. So there's no way we can now agree to another process when we've already indicated to the facilitation team that we have a stalemate. And thank God the facilitation team is here tomorrow. They are flying in this evening, and we are going to make our position clear. We also thought that the MDCT had the same position, because I know that in consultation with their Secretary General, they indicated to me that they also had written to the facilitation team to come and intercede, which is why for some of us it is very confusing that we have prior agreements to say this is what we are now going to do. We don't change those agreements because we are now in a forum with other people. Like I say to you, if you phone the Secretary General of the MDCT and IBT, he will tell you that he has also written to the facilitation team to indicate that there is a stalemate. We have written to the facilitation team to indicate that we have a stalemate.
But Minister Matinenga said that the political parties have already agreed that the committee will be comprised of Tendai Biti from the MDCT, Patrick Chinamasa from ZANU-PF, and he was still waiting to hear who was going to represent your party. So what does this mean?
Well, clearly, this is why I'm saying, as far as I'm concerned, at least from my president, his position was that we did not understand why we're having this team, which is why he is probably right, Matinenga, in saying he has not heard anything from us. Because even at a party level, that decision could not have been made to say we already have a standing resolution as a party. So if there is going to be any change of that process, it means our party has to resit and restate another position. At the moment, the position is that we are clear. We have a draft that was negotiated and agreed to. That draft should be proceeding to Parliament. That is our party position.
How do you respond to critics who say both MDC formations are failing to see that they are being manipulated by ZANU-PF and that President Mugabe will never stop playing you against each other for his own benefit?
Well, I don't understand where we become party to the playing against each other. I've just explained to you all those process. We have remained principled. We have remained committed to our word. Perhaps you should be asking that from our other colleagues. I have just given you a catalogue of the things that we have agreed to, which at the end of the day we never know when they have changed. I have just told you on Monday, Prime Minister himself committed to not going into a meeting where Professor Ngobe is. He proceeded to go into a meeting and have a discussion over it. I've just told you about his commitment on Monday through his office that they would not engage in any discussion without us. They proceeded to do so. I've just indicated to you our agreement with them in saying we are writing to the facilitation team so that we can indicate that there is a stalemate. They have proceeded to agree and nominate people to a committee. So I don't understand when you say you are being used to play one against each other. You probably have to ask MDCT. We are the ones who have been left at the altar here, because we are the ones who think we have an agreement with colleagues and think we are in the same position, and have those colleagues going back and proceeding to agree to something different. So that question should be directed to our colleagues.
Mr. Bango said Professor Ngube did not raise any objections at the time when he finally entered the room where the meeting was taking place. What's your response to this?
Well, I'm not sure what the objection is supposed to have made at that time. What I know and what I remember, babe, this you may have to talk to him directly, but what I remember in his report back to some of us, was that the first thing that President Mugabe said as he entered the meeting was to say, we are sorry, we are now calling you into this meeting, which is both a meeting for government principals, whatever that is supposed to mean. We were supposed to have a separate meeting of government principals and a meeting of political principals. But now that you are here, as if he had invited himself, now that you are here, we think that you can also have the same report back that we already have received as the government principals. So that was his explanation for having kept Professor Ngobe outside and called him later in.